Nearly 30 people gathered in Moscow Sunday to learn how to carry on the Add the Words cause now that the legislative session has ended. Organizer Emily Shannon says people all over Idaho heard about the protests and have asked how they can get involved. So over the next few months, her group, Add the Four Words Idaho, will hold trainings across the state on their particular brand of civil disobedience. Their mantra is silent, peaceful, respectful.
We're not just telling people to be silent. We actually have a reason. You know, we're silent because we've been silenced, because the lawmakers are silent.
For the eighth year in a row, lawmakers refused to hold a hearing on a bill to add the words sexual orientation and gender identity to Idaho's Human Rights Act. Shannon says the symbolism of silence resonates with volunteers and makes it easier for them to embrace the strategy. But preparing people to do it for long periods is a challenge. James Blakely has participated in the protests and the training that goes with them.
A lot of it is just practicing our stance, left hand over mouth, and just going through a bunch of different role plays and scenarios.
Those role plays include scenarios like ignoring people who start shouting obscenities. Shannon tells people to think about someone they love who has faced discrimination for being gay or transgendered.
When you are holding somebody in your heart that has been harmed by this, it is much easier to remain silent, peaceful, and respectful.
Shannon says her group has received requests for training from people in Sandpoint, Lewiston, Pocatello, Idaho Falls, Twin Falls, Coeur d'Alene, and McCall, and her group will try to get to each of them in the next few months. But knowing how to do the protests is one thing. Knowing where is the hard part for activists now. While the legislature was in session, protests at the Capitol seemed an obvious strategy, but lawmakers have gone home. Shannon says she won't tell the people she trains where to protest. She'll teach them the technique, and it will be up to them what to do with it. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.